Hey, Antonio, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the program. We had you on a few years ago promoting something else, but we're big Starsky and Hutch fans here, and I'm happy to see that Starsky and Hutch will be airing on NBC's Cozy TV, and you, my friend, are the brand ambassador for the channel.
I don't know how that happened, but I went to an event. They were having a surprise, not really a surprise, but the fan club was putting together an event for David and Paul, and I was a surprise guest, and Cozy came to interview us, and they got an opportunity to interview me, and we hit it off so well. I don't know, it seems like Huggy Bear's been almost the last man standing on the Starsky and Hutch team, and I'm just having a ball, you know, with my music, which was very intriguing to Cozy, because I'm now a musician, and after all these years, I've fulfilled one of my dreams of having a band and finding my voice and being able to combine theatrics and storytelling with music, and the new Jump Blues facilitated that, and so it's a marriage between Antonio Fargas, Huggy Bear, and the new Jump Blues, with the representing, because now I'm the brand ambassador for Cozy TV. That iconic show that I had the privilege of being in, Starsky and Hutch, and for me to represent the best of a period of in time and history, in television history, to be the brand ambassador to champion the context that Cozy TV has put programs like Nick at Night and all that. It's the same content, but it's just the choice of the material, as well as the brand name Cozy. I mean, to get warm and cozy with TV that which made you feel that way, and that was one of the things that people talked about with Starsky and Hutch, and a lot of the shows. And even Miami Vice, which is also airing on Cozy, and some of the lineup.
There's some great shows on there. Yep. Magnum P.I. and Charlie's Angels, yeah. Bionic Woman, yeah. $6 Million
Man. The memory of that, and you know, and how it connects with the audiences then, and also with people interested in that period of television today, which is why cable has many shows which are presenting this content, but Cozy TV is just as special for me to also to be represent Cozy and to champion the TV history that Cozy represents.
So Antonio, we have a bunch of different questions here for you from folks that have been writing to us, but I do want to mention that we're going to post a video of the new Jump Blues Band on the link to this interview, because I thought it was great, the video that you cut for Cozy.
Yeah, I mean, they did a really wonderful, wonderful job. It's clean, it's nice, it's, you know, it's fun, and that's the kind of thing that we do on stage in our live show. We just have a whole lot of fun with a great band and some wonderful, wonderful singers, Ariel Watkins and Adrian Battle.
Now, a guy named Bob, one of our listeners and viewers, actually wrote us an email, wanted to know what you thought when you heard Don't Give Up on Us by David Soul.
Well, being a rock and roll guy and an R&B guy, it was real mellow. I mean, but it was a real mellow kind of love song that, you know, that I really didn't identify with, but luckily and rightfully so, the audiences identified with it, and then to see the guy who actually did it, you know, and he was this beautiful blonde actor, you know, who had no pun intended, but had a lot of soul, because David Soul does have a lot of soul, and to see him at the height of this TV history that we made, also have a number one hit like that, it just grew on me. And the more David grew on me, the more the song grew on me, and I tended to love it.
Okay, here's another one from Frank. He said that you made Pimp Cool. Did you get typecast at all, and did it affect your career, the portrayal of Huggy Bear?
Well, I'll just say, we're talking about time in my career. I spent 4 years doing Huggy Bear, and I have a history, a resume, which spanning 55 years. It's my 55th year in the business today.
Wow.
So it hasn't held me back. I've worked on stage, I've worked on television, and I've worked on the screen, and I'm proud to be a character actor who took a lot of chances with a lot of different roles. If you look at my resume, you see there's not just pimps on there.
Oh, of course not.
Very,
no, I agree.
Very proud of what I've done.
I agree. Well, obviously, he was kidding around because
I know you've done a lot. But again, it's, you know, I think back to. No one questioned Jimmy Cagney for doing a lot of gangsters. No one questioned, Clint Eastwood for playing the roles that, of finding a niche that worked. And I found a niche of urban street characters and people, you know, who were going through, who had survival instinct. Huggy Bear was a survivalist. And a lot of the characters that I played, even the gay roles that I played, was people who were surviving, and I was doing it at a time when those things were not popular, and I kind of represented those people in the, you know, with respect and dignity, and by telling the truth.
You know, I noticed on the resume talking about that House of Lies and Everybody Hates Chris. Are those the two most recent TV stuff you did?
Well, 4 years on Everybody Hates Chris, but that's been over for over 4 years now.
Yeah, well, that was a great show, though. I loved that show.
Last year. And I'm working on a film now. I'm doing a film called Beyond Skyline, which will be out next year. And I'm scheduled to start another film. But, you know, I'm semi-retired, and I'm more busy than when I was working full-time as an actor or looking for work in a full-time way. I'm living in Las Vegas and chilling, and you know, talked about the characters that I played that had cool. I think that's one of the things that Cozy, you know, liked about what my persona was, that the coolness and the swagger, you know, of a Huggy Bear, and also the survival instincts of a Huggy Bear. We use swagger and all those things and to survive has been one of the signature marks of how I do business.
Well, when it rains, it pours in terms of your career, because now that you've got Cozy going on, you're going to be on TV all the time. And folks,
right.
If you didn't know this, Cozy's owned by NBC. We're talking heavyweights here. So.
Yeah. It's, I mean, the staying power of a Starsky & Hutch and some of the other shows that are being represented on Cozy TV, it's been phenomenal. This is our 40th year anniversary of doing the pilot for Starsky & Hutch.
Wow.
40 years, and we're still talking about a show.
Wow.
I was 28 years old when I did that show, when I did the pilot. I'm 68 now.
Wow.
You know, we're talking about something that happened to turn out to be very special. And I'm just so happy that my legacy stays alive with something that I did 40 years ago. And then in between that, there's a whole body of work in between that. And now, you know, culminating with me just having fun doing the new Jump Blues and doing films and having Starsky & Hutch on television every day and shows like Starsky & Hutch. I feel like I'm in a renaissance, and I didn't, you know, have to reinvent myself. I just evolved.
Now, New Jump Blues, do you have a CD coming out for them, or have you done one already?
Yes, we have a CD. We have a CD, and it's some of the material that we presented at the Playboy Jazz Festival last year, which was a wonderful, wonderful, memorable moment for me and my young cast of that I have around me in the New Jump Blues. To be on that venerable stage of a mecca of music, so to speak, the Hollywood Bowl, and playing at the Playboy Jazz Festival with that history. And yes, we do have a CD. It's available on iTunes, and it's just the New Jump Blues.
I wish they had sent that to me. I would have played some of that in and out of the interview, you know. Too bad.
Well, next time. But yes, people can take it, and also you can see some of the videos of our work on YouTube, of course. And I love YouTube because I get lost on YouTube looking at looking at music videos, TV shows, snippets of performances. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place. I love the internet, and I love the fact that, you know, because of cable, we have such a vast amount of opportunities to see things that weren't available to us today.
One of the things people will see when they go on for the interview here is that video of you. You look great, by the way. So, you know, you've aged well.
I've been very fortunate, and I watch my health. I do, you know, and I just have a very young spirit and a very old spirit, and I just enjoy the physicality of the work. I mean, it's not easy. I learned from doing series television that youth is on your side, but you really got to be physically in shape. It's like sports or anything else. You really got to be physically in shape or gifted to be able to burn the candle at both ends and still come up and be fresh and ready to go. And now you have to economize, you know. And because I've been around a while, you know, I get to bed, I do all the things, I eat right, I take care of my health, I make my doctor's appointments, I do all the things that I need to do. And I love acting. I love putting on the uniform and going out there and playing. And to do that with the New Jump Blues and any opportunity that I get to get into character, I love doing what I do, and I'm starting to be good at it.
Now, Joe asked a question here. I got an email from him as well. He wanted to know how close you got to the tragedy that Paul Michael Glazer went with his family. Were you?
We went through it with him. Yeah. We went through that with him. You know, it was, yeah. I mean, I was around when he met Elizabeth and saw that courtship and saw how happy he was and, you know, and how fulfilled and, you know, and what a great lady she was. And then to be supportive of my brother because, you know, we were like brothers. We had one thing about Starsky and Hutch was on the screen and off the screen was that we cared about each other. And those two other individuals, including Bernie Hamilton, you know, were caring people. And that carried over into the work and also carried off into our personal support of each other to this day.
Mm. Well, I want to wish you luck with NBC's Cozy TV. I look forward to eventually grabbing your CD and listening to your music. And I hope to talk to you again sometime.
Absolutely. I look forward to that as well. Thank you so much.
Take care, Antonio. Bye-bye.
Okay.